Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you know, a lot of people, you know, in America, especially Black America, is really sick and tired of the Biden-Harris administration. Don't believe the hype, like Public Enemy had once said, when you see CNN, MSNBC rolling out the same cast of characters or handpicking certain people to go on their programs, to be a Democrat echo chamber, to be a Boulay echo chamber. A lot of Black Americans, Black voters in particular, are sick and tired of Biden for many issues, and we could talk about that. But not all Black Americans went out and voted for Biden. Case in point, I want to play this video of one of our great Black American sisters in our community showing how she really feels about Biden. And I guarantee you, you will not see this kind of video on CNN, MSNBC, Democrat media. You're not going to see this at all. Now, Black women are supposed to be the backbone of the party. But this is how the backbone is really feeling.
It's coming down at the same time. It's down 60% since last summer.
I am so sick of this turkey neck bastard. I'm sick of them. And the fact that we got to deal with this until January is f***ing insane. If y'all vote this motherfucker back in, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to lose my because we already f***ed up. If you vote him back in, we are done for. He is destroying us. Do not get in my comments talking about something. You voted for him. I didn't vote for that. I don't like that man. I did not vote for his. He needs to go to a nursing home or something. He don't need to be in the White House. He do not need to be in the White House. He is killing us. Like, we are barely surviving, and you want to take away another means that's helping us. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to live here anymore. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. I don't know why people want to come over here talking about I want to live the American dream. It's not a dream, baby. It's a motherfucking nightmare. It's a nightmare. I'm done. I don't even want to live on the planet Earth anymore. Beam me up somewhere. Mars, Uranus, I don't give a fuck. Get me out of here. If y'all vote that man back in, get me out of here.
That's the backbone of the Democrat Party speaking, because, you know, they all just label Black women, like all Black women think the same, like all Black women vote Democrat. And you clearly heard that was a Black woman who says not only she did not vote for him, that she did not like him at all. Well, there's plenty of reasons why she just in common sense why she wouldn't like Biden outside of him tanking the economy. This man has tanked the economy in a way where it's making it hard for people just to make it. And I have a series of videos I will be working on our other channel, The Black Congregation, showing actually how white Americans are suffering in this economy. But I got to go a different route with that, right? But everyone is suffering in this economy. Everybody. Now, on top of everybody suffering, especially we talk about Black America, we're watching Biden give millions upon millions of dollars to foreign nations, go and fight foreign wars, prioritizing foreigners. See, this administration has been the administration of foreigners. And what I mean by that is this. The Biden administration prioritized everybody but Americans. You understand what I'm saying? He's prioritizing Ukrainians. He's prioritizing all the migrants coming from all over the place through that southern border. No security on the southern border. He's prioritizing Israelis. Can't even really say the Palestinians like that. because he's not. It's even gotten so bad with even prioritizing foreigners that come into this country or maybe live in this country. They just recently put up, and listen, anybody, any of you who talk about the Constitution, anybody talking about free speech and things like that, that's something that we should protect in the United States Constitution, do you realize that, and you go look it up, Congress had passed an Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, and constitutionally protected free speech would be illegal about the state of Israel, okay? Now, that's taking it to another level about protecting foreigners and protecting foreign interests. And this, you can't say it's one party over another. It's, if you look at the votes, it's Democrats and Republicans on board with protecting another foreign nation. You understand what I'm saying? But we also understand, if you go look at who donate the money to Democrats and Republicans, it's one group in particular that a lot of people have been talking about called AIPAC. Do your research into that. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about with this. Our Congress and the president is about rogue now. They're rogue. They do not prioritize the American people. When the framers of the Constitution said, okay, we, instead of everybody just going to the Washington, we're going to take a representative from your particular district, your state, etc. Your representative will go to Congress and they technically supposed to vote what you say. They're supposed to bring you back the issues and say, hey, look, what do you think about this, 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 and these bills? Let me tell you what's in these bills. How should I vote? The way the framers of the Constitution wanted it is for your representative to listen to you and you say, hey, vote yes or no on this. Then they go to Washington and they say, okay, I'm voting yes or no on these particular bills because that's what the people told me to do. I'm just a representative. For example, Brother Kellen, right? He's my representative on a whole lot of things that we got going on. When people try to come say something to me, I say, no, you got to talk to Brother Kellen. He's my representative. Now, when people come to Brother Kellen about it, he comes to me and say, hey, Phil, this was going on. What you think about this? Of course, he give me his opinion and stuff like that, right? He do. But I, at the end of the day, he's representing me. So I tell him, Kellen, this is the way I want to go with it. And then he do what I'm asking of him to do or responding in a way I need him to respond. He doesn't go rogue and speak for me, make decisions for me and anything. Because let's say if anyone was supposed to be representing me and just going rogue, you got to go because you're not representing me. You're doing what you want to do and it's just not going to work here. It's the same way with anyone that you're representing, whether it's an attorney, whether it's a tax professional, whatever it may be, if they're your representative, they're supposed to do what you say, right? Or what you think. Now, they can definitely give you the expert opinion. They definitely can advise you to help you make a certain decision with their expertise, but it's still your decision. It's the same thing with Congress. It don't matter if they're Democrat. It don't matter if they're Republican. The problem we have in Congress right now is that Democrats and Republicans are in allegiance to a foreign power. That's what we have right now. They're not in allegiance to the American people. They're not. They're in allegiance to someone else. That's a problem for democracy. You always want to talk about democracy. That's a democracy problem now. We have, as an American people, have not took a stand about no one can be in allegiance to a foreign power. You're only allegiance to the Constitution. You're only allegiance to the American people. That's it. No more, no less. And it better be America first, not America last. It's just that simple. Like every other nation on the earth, they put themselves first. When I go to foreign nations, even African nations, they don't put foreigners first. They put their citizens first. You understand what I'm saying? And rightfully so. They're supposed to put their citizens first. But yet our politicians are putting Americans last. And Americans are suffering because of putting Americans last. It's just that simple. What we have to do as a people, and it's just not Biden, because Biden's part of it, but what we have to do is look at what politicians are putting America last, the American people last, and then go get politicians in that's going to put American people and America first. It's just that simple. We don't want politicians who are sold out to foreign powers, because let's call it what it is. And I believe this. All this money going to Ukraine, no accountability of it. Man, I believe a lot of these politicians got accounts over there, and money laundering is happening. I believe that, because how is it a Congress, they all make a little over $100,000 a year, but all of them mega rich, all of them millionaires? They're doing insider trading. They know what bills is coming up that could tank a company or make it go down, so they invest all kind of money in these different companies, and that's not insider trading? Now, if me and you got some information about that, and we did the same thing, they would say insider trading, and that's what got Martha Stewart put in jail. But Nancy Pelosi can do it? Just because she's in Congress, she should have been put in prison for insider trading. But they can insider trade. They can do stock market. It's so much corruption going on in Washington, Democrats and Republicans. You can't say it's both parties who's doing it. It never should have been in a way where Congress can vote for their own raises. They can do all kind of things. They're not like, listen, a true democracy says we put things on the ballot, period. Now, when it comes to the situation with abortion, for example, it was taken away from the feds and put on the ballot. If a state wanted abortion, they can go vote for it. If a state don't want it, they can go vote for it, which that is a democratic way of doing it. And they even had some red states like Ohio who voted to have abortion, right? That's what they voted. And we can respect the vote if that's what that state wants. Whether you agree with it or not, that's what the state wants. You don't have a democracy when you don't have a voice. And the problem is these rogue politicians in Washington are doing whatever they want to do. And this is why the American people are suffering. Uncontrolled inflation. And then you want to lie and say supply chain. There's no supply chain issue. Listen, I just come back from South Africa. If anybody should have been suffering supply chain and this and that and the third, it's African countries. How is it that African countries not talking about supply chain issues and all the certain things that they talk about in these states, right? South Africa, like I said, at least with our money, the food is extremely affordable. Beyond with you, if we had the price of food like they have in South Africa, at least against the American dollar, I'm not talking about the rand, but if we can get $3 combos again, and if we had $3 pounds of ground meat again, if we had something like that, people actually can afford to live here. The problem is everybody, it's the food and the rental costs and the housing costs and all that. This same government, Democrats and Republicans, have allowed hedge funds to buy up all the single family homes and to use and hold on to it and use it as property. Then when they tell them something, they say, well, you got 10 years to put it back on the market. But yet they come together real quick to ban TikTok. They come together real quick to talk about anti-Semitism awareness bill, right? Or act, I'm sorry. They come together like this, bipartisan, lightning speed to do that. But when it comes to something that you need as American people, which is these hedge funds should not have no ability to get no single family homes when we have a housing crisis in the United States of America. The Biden administration has put 7 more million people on top of the problems we already have. They got to have housing too. Where that's going to come from? The Biden administration is not out here trying to get all the home developers in the White House and say, look, we got a housing crisis. What do we need to do at the federal level to make sure these homes get built? Nobody can be homeless. This is going to be the tenet of my administration. See, they don't care if you're homeless. They don't care. And then when you're committing crimes because you're homeless or committing crimes because you're poor, then they want to talk about, oh, we need to beef up police. We need to give money to you know, the back to blue. Well, the crime is up because you're not incentivizing and making sure people got a job or a place to stay, so they're committing crimes. If poverty is up, crime is up. If people are actually can have a decent home, a decent job, crime is down. I'm a firm believer of this. Men who are walking around with idle time is trouble. I'm a firm believer. If you can give every man a 10 to 12 hour job, he'd be too tired to commit a crime. And if that job pays him well, Of course. Well, he can take care of himself, his family, etc. It don't make sense when one-bedroom apartments are costing $1,700, $1,800. That used to be a high-end home mortgage. Now that's for one-bedroom apartments? But this government is so concerned about TikTok and the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, but they're not talking about the rental prices. What's going on with that act? What's going on with these mortgages? Letting the banks do whatever the hell they want to do. And they wondering why people are getting so upset. I'm telling you, these Democrats and Republicans, y'all need to focus on American people. Because I'm telling you, what I see coming down the pipe, the way people are frustrated, is you see, when you looked at what happened with George Floyd, that was more so on the lines of race. The next time, if something happened again, it's not going to be on the line of race for the first time. It's going to be on the lines of the people just don't have nothing to lose no more, and that's it. And it's not going to be on racial lines at that point. It's going to be on survival lines at that point. Kind of like in France, when they've been going at their government about their way of life and things like that. It wasn't based on race. It was based on way of life. You can't keep choking people out. And see, what you rich people want to do in Washington and all your billionaire buddies, you want to choke. You're destroying the middle class every day. You're trying to choke out the poor. But let me tell you something. It's more middle class and poor people in this country than it is you. You're only a handful. And you keep poking the bear with the American people. And I'm talking about all American people. I'm not talking about parties. I'm not even talking about religion. I'm talking about all of that. You're trying to violate the Constitution. All kind of things that you're trying to do. That's why when the sister said America's so ghetto, I told somebody that same thing when I was in South Africa. I said, America has literally gotten so ghetto. I said, why do you want to go there? I think some people tell me, I want to go see New York. Why? I said, you want to see rats this big? Let's call it what it is. Most people would say, if you got big rats in your house or rats all over the place, man, that's ghetto, right? New York got rats. Is this doggone big and you don't call them ghetto? I ain't seen not a big old rat running around in Johannesburg, South Africa, or Durban. Matter of fact, I've been to Manhattan. Durban and Johannesburg and Rosebank, Sandton, and all the places I've been to, let me mention those two areas, Rosebank and Sandton, is cleaner than anything in Manhattan got or New York City has, period. I wish I could take somebody from Manhattan and just say, look at Johannesburg right here in Rosebank. Look at Sandton. Let me take you to Durban over here. Look at how clean it is. You almost can eat off the ground. And this is an African country we're talking about. Who's another country that got it clean like that? Rwanda. In Kigali, they got it clean like that. But we run around here acting like we certain city. I'm gonna say certain cities, it's so much better. No, it's a lot of cities in this country that America got straight ghetto. People are getting tired, man. I tell people all the time, we have literally descended into, I say, third world status in one instance, second world at best, with a first world dressing. I am telling you, all this stuff going on with Trump, let's call it what it is. He's in trial right now. I don't care if he paid that woman off any kind of money. He didn't take taxpayer dollars to do it. He paid it out his own money. If him and his wife is cool with anything like that, he cool. Most people even say that even if they was to convict him on that, they still going to vote for him. I'll vote for him. I wouldn't care. He didn't do anything against America in that case. That's how I look at it. That's a personal matter. I don't care about that. If his wife cool, that's on them.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free Bright Side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
But people are tired, man. So don't, I would say this. Don't just put it all on Biden, because it's not just a Biden problem. Oh, no. It's and like toward the end, she was basically talking about Biden basically need to go to Shady Pines. It's not just Biden. Don't, like I said, don't put it all on him, because that would be unfair. It's him and just about 80% of the Democrats and Republicans who in the House and the Senate, they just like him. They think like him. They move like him. Okay? They all need to go with him. But that's where the responsibility is going to lie on you as an American people. No matter where you come from, it's going to lie on you and your districts to say, hey, you know what? Just like y'all like to vote for people, the first woman, the first LGBT, the first black person, the first this, the first that. Why don't we say, you know what? I'm going to vote for someone that's actually can operate. Let me go ahead and vote. You got any Gen X people on the ballot? We have any millennials on the ballot? We have any Gen Zs on the ballot? Let's go with some younger people with fresh ideas, who actually is more invested in America and who's suffering the most right now. Not people who grew up with their house cost them $45,000-$50,000, can work one job, put everybody through college off of one job, had a pension, and all of that. That's gone for the Gen Xers, millennials, and Gen Z. That's gone. Don't you think it should be the people that dealing with those issues should be put in power so we can fix it, where we can have that for us and our children? So yeah, Biden is a big problem, and Biden definitely needs to go, but it's about 80% of Congress need to go with him on both sides, Democrats and Republicans. So in November, when you have a chance to vote, not just focus on Biden, but let's focus on also the people in your state, in your city, who's running to go again. You've been there 10 years or more, in my opinion, you need to go. It's time. You had, to me, it's enough time. I think personally, they only should get 2 4-year terms like the president and go. But what are the American people going to do? You can't just throw up your hands and say, oh, I ain't voting. I ain't getting involved with that mess. Because there are people who are banking on you doing that so they can keep those people that you're complaining about so much, who really belong in Shady Pines. There are people that are going to keep putting them in office because they are bought and paid for. You understand? So if you really want to change America, where we all can have a shot, especially our Gen Xers, millennials, and Gen Zs, then we got to get involved. We got to get registered to vote. And find, if you don't want to vote for, you know, like I said, listen, Biden need to go. And I know Trump is no younger either. He's not. He's more coherent. But even Trump would only get 4 years if you put him in there. He done after that. But let's say you put Trump in there. Can our next president be a Gen Xer, a millennial, or a Gen Z? Well, at least a millennial or a Gen Xer, because I think Gen Z is not old enough. You got to be at least 35 years old. Can our next president be in that range, millennial or Gen X? Can they be? Can our Congress look like that? Can our Senate look like that? Can our police look like that? Our judges look like that? Somebody actually got some skin in the game? We got people in Congress that grew up in segregation. Come on now. The younger generation, they don't even grow up in segregation, Jim Crow. That's why I say they really got to go. So I'm with the sister about Biden, but Biden isn't the only one that got to go. The majority of Congress got to go with him.